This is Passport to Texas. What kind of camera do you take with you to a state park?
When I'm with my family out and about in parks or wherever, I use my phone. That's my primary camera, and I love it.
Chase Fountain works as a professional photographer for parks and wildlife. While he uses sophisticated equipment on the job, he says point-and-shoot digital cameras as well as camera phones offer tools to help all users take well-composed shots.
My iPhone has a little option on there where you can put the grid on and it displays the grid. If you have time, look into the concept of using rule of thirds. And it's about placing interesting subject matter in the intersecting points of your camera to increase the value of composition with your photos.
We love landscape images, yet photos that include people actively engaging the outdoors can be more compelling.
It's funny that you bring that up because we are coming up with a state park contest, and the theme of it is picture yourself in state parks, and it's really going to be focused on photographing you and your family out doing an activity in a state park.
So grab your camera or camera phone and submit your entries now through April 15th.
I saw a recent photo that a family submitted the other day, and it was just their silhouettes or shadow of them, and they had all their shadows on the side of a rock, an enchanted rock. That was a very fun way to engage a natural setting like that.
Tomorrow, a few contest rules and what the winner receives. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.